Well, it's a pleasure to talk about Carnegie Library and the teen program today. The labs program as well as the teen program. And the first thing is I'm just tickled that Ethan is here. Because we've worked with Ethan in multiple capacities, which is great. You're a student at Pittsburgh Obama, right? And tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I play sports a lot. I could play the piano.
And what sports do you play?
Football, basketball, basically every sport.
That's a bit. Is there one you prefer over the others? Or
football.
And your team now, Obama's combined with SciTech and
University Prep.
Yeah, how's that going?
Good.
Good. It's excellent. Now, what grade are you in now?
10th.
And off the air, we were talking, we worked with Ethan as part of the Youth Media Advocacy Program that we do at Pittsburgh Obama, which is one reason you looked a little familiar to me. You worked with Ben and Chinessa on our staff. And it's not the reason we're here to talk today, but this is a program we do in collaboration with Carlo University and the Consortium for Public Education, where students identify changes that they might want to make in their school or community. What did you all do as part of that?
Well, there were like five different groups, and my group was to change the school lunches. No, change the schedules.
The schedules for the school to make it a little more interesting or convenient for students?
More time in each class.
Excellent. More time in each class. How come? That's a good objective.
Well, like, some people don't get enough time to do their work, so we get more time.
I know when I've taught at Pittsburgh Obama, it's been frustrating, or not frustrating, but challenging, because some of those periods are only like 34 minutes.
Yeah.
By the time you settle everybody down and teach and get everybody ready to go, you only get about 27, 28 minutes in there. Were you successful? Are they considering some of these changes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you want to say hello to anybody? Any shout outs or anything before we talk a little bit about your creativity?
Everybody.
Whole world. Well, let me bring Dave into the picture, who's with you today. Good morning, Dave.
Hello.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and about the program at Carnegie Library.
Well, I'm the teen librarian over on the north side, and it's been really great because we expanded teen services there and hired more people, and we've seen more than a 500% increase in usage of the library from teenagers.
That's fantastic. Pittsburgh is so lucky to have the library system that we have. And Ethan, you live right down the street from that branch. Have you been using that branch since it was relocated to Federal Street?
Yes.
And tell me about some of the stuff you're doing there.
Well, I do piano projects and lab projects.
Well, let's talk about piano first. Are you writing your own songs, composing, or tell me just what it's all about?
No, I'm like picking songs off the internet and just trying to do them.
So you'll find the music on the internet, like the sheet music and notes?
No, I'll like find the music and then find out how to do it.
Okay, so playing by ear.
Yeah.
How long? Like, when did you first play the piano? Were you doing that when you were a young boy?
Kind of.
Well, that's...
like 10.
Wow. So that... to be able to hear a song and then try to reproduce it is... That's not easy to do. So there's a keyboard at the library that you can use. Are you recording?
Yep.
So how do you go about doing that exactly? I'm not sure I would know how to do that. I mean, is there software to help you? And Phil, jump in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Ethan's gotten really good at using GarageBand to put the stuff in, and he also has learned how to label all the keys on the keyboard with the notes that they're playing with dry erase markers, so that way he can actually pick up the notes and things that he's playing while he's also playing it by ear. It's a really interesting thing that he's developed on his own. It's been really cool to watch.
Yeah, so basically you translate the song, you figure out how to play it on the piano, and then you know what the notes are to go along with it. What songs have you picked out that you especially like?
Like Bruno Mars song. That's basically all.
Yeah. What else do you do when you're at the library? I mean, there are some people that have never set foot in a library ever, hard to believe, or haven't done so like in the modern era where you've got these resources available. And, you know, Dave, you can jump in too, but I'm kind of curious, what is there that you can take part in?
We also do labs, like create robots and stuff and all that.
That's pretty amazing. Can you tell me a little bit, like, what's available there for you in terms of robotics?
Well, we're not just do robot stuff. We do like build, make movies, kind of.
So there's movies and robots.
There's everything.
And really. Music. Have you made a movie or tried to?
Nah.
Have you seen anybody else do it? Like, what were their movies about?
Just like different stuff.
He's been in our robotics one where we use the Makey Makey kits and Arduino.
Yeah.
He's also was at our soldering program where you got to solder a simple circuit, which
excellent.
Is interesting. It's kind of maker and hands-on, but at the same time you're learning about electronics.
Yeah, we use Makey Makeys here too, and really like working with them. Do you like to read?
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not really.
So that's the thing, is here a library is giving you, libraries have always been places of learning and places of gathering, but they're not just places of books and reading. You're able to enjoy these kinds of services and also some fellowship with other people. What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't, like are you there every day? So that's pretty amazing. What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't there? How would you be spending your after school?
Sports, just playing basketball.
So this rounds things out a little bit. Did you, in the robot area, or even in the Makey Makey or Arduino, did you actually, you know, make something yourself or as part of a group?
Usually it's more of a group project because
yeah.
we have just so many kits, but they all work together to build something that they think of.
Very cool. What are some of the things that have come out?
They use cardboard to make a shape or like the shape of a person, and then they can make like the arms move or the eyes light up. There's also sensors involved, so it might react to movement or light.
Very cool. You know, is there a 3D printer there?
We've had one there before. I believe Ethan was a part of that. They used Minecraft to design something, and then the maker shop came in with a 3D printer, and they printed out what they made in this digital world. It was really a cool way to make something digital turn into something physical.
Ethan, did you use the 3D printer?
Yes.
How does that work exactly? Because I've never actually seen one in operation. I mean, what comes out of it exactly? I mean, when you're able to print something and you get like an object instead of a piece of paper with writing on it.
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen necklaces and jewelry and things come out of it, and it's pretty amazing. I just read they were putting one up in space to help astronauts make parts and things when they need to. Have you thought anything about what you'd like to be when you finish up school?
Maybe a detective.
Really? How come?
I just like watching like CSI.
You must be very, very observant, you know, and kind of thinking a lot. What subjects do you like in school?
Science, math.
So ninth grade, are you doing biology?
I'm in 10th grade.
Or 10th, I'm sorry. Is it chemistry in 10th? You did biology last year?
Yes.
Same as it was for me. Things don't change too much. How do you like chemistry?
Good.
Excellent. What are you doing in there now?
We're going over stuff from last year again.
Okay, but are you like learning electrons or that kind of stuff? Excellent. I'm curious what kind of other programs are taking place, Dave, that we may want to mention. I'm sure there are kids listening as well as adults who might love to get involved in the labs at the Carnegie Library, especially here on the north side. How can you do that?
Well, on Thursdays currently, from 4 to 7, we have a labs program where we have a mentor from the department come in and teach the kids new skills. And then on Mondays, it's kind of open for them to do whatever they want, but they can also continue to work on their programs.
Excellent. I meant to ask who's in your family, Ethan.
Well, I have a mom, four brothers.
Wow.
And two sisters.
So you've got lots of brothers and sisters. Have they gotten involved also in programs at the library, or has this pretty much been your thing?
A little bit, then.
Yeah. It's got to be nice to do that. Is there anything like a dream or something you would really love for the labs to have that it doesn't have, or something you'd like to do, maybe in music, like if you could just expand and because I'm sure Dave and Carnegie Library could make those things happen, but I'm curious if there's something you'd love to do.
Not really. Everything I want to do is in a library already.
That's fantastic. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, we have a small instrument collection which we use for sound recording and things like that, so the teens can, you know, check out instruments like ukuleles and guitars, electric guitars, and use the recording equipment to make their own music.
Are you playing any of those, Ethan, in addition to piano?
A little bit of guitar, but not a lot.
No, electric or acoustic?
Acoustic.
And it's tough to get to learn. You don't get as much instant gratification. You got to get your fingers lined up and everything. Well, Dave, are there some other things, a couple things about the library that I want to mention. There's some new services. Hoopla is one of my favorites, which is a way to get music and movies downloaded. And there's one that's sort of in the same category, Overdrive.
Overdrive, yes.
Is another. So if you read books electronically, if that's your preference, the library is your key to doing all sorts of stuff like that free of charge. And anything else happening at the Northside branch that we should make note of?
Right now we're focusing on a big initiative for career readiness. We're calling it Life After High School, and our kickoff event is next Saturday at 3 o'clock. So it's going to be a career fair, so teens will be able to go around and talk to local professionals who've started their own businesses, and then they'll also have a meet-and-greet luncheon afterwards. But we're also doing college readiness, financial literacy, just things to get teenagers thinking about what they're going to do after high school, even if it's not college-related. We just want to prepare them for the 21st century workforce.
And you just reminded me, I am going to be there. I'm looking forward to it, to coming and talking a little bit about what we do here and how it all comes together. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? It's really fun just to, Ethan, to have you down here and to learn about what you're doing. A lot of people think it's tough for teens to, you know, find a home at the library and do things, but it sounds like it's been a great space for you to be creative and to learn stuff. What would you say to somebody that is kind of closed-minded about coming into the library, like somebody your age that doesn't want to do it? Like, is there a way you could entice them or get them interested?
I would say that the library is not all about reading. You can do anything you want.
Perfect example.
Like play video games.
At the library?
Yes.
I didn't know you could do that. What do you play?
FIFA.
I had no idea you could do these things. The things I'm learning. Although I still, I don't know much about video games. I haven't done too many of those. What about, can you learn software programs and stuff? Like GarageBand is one, but what about like Word, Excel, and those types of
we're
things?
We're there to teach you that. We also have Illustrator and Photoshop, so if you want to learn how to do graphic design, make your own flyers. We did a green screen program last week, which was cool, so you could edit yourself into any YouTube video you wanted to. And the week before that, we did movie posters, so you could put yourself into a movie poster.
Wow, you guys have a lot of great stuff going on. And you'll find these kinds of spaces also at Carnegie Libraries in East Liberty, the North Side, as we mentioned. And there are two other, South Side, right?
South Side is not, but on the main branch in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And there's a big initiative right now that's called Labs on Location, where all the different branches have access to it. They just have to request it, and they'll send kits out to the people, and they can do the same programming we're doing there as more of a one-off.
That sounds just great. Well, I'm glad to have you both here today. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say? I want to be sure we mention everything. Ethan, any other words about what you've been up to and doing?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for coming here. I know we had thought we were going to have Tadarius here too, but he couldn't make it today. So I'm glad you're here to represent. That's seriously is very important. And Dave, anything else?
Just remind everybody again about our career fair coming up next Saturday at 3 o'clock on the North Side branch.
Yeah, come and see a sleepy me. I'll be there at 3 o'clock trying to. I will be awake. I promise. I'm going to take a nap in between. Well, thank you to Dave and Ethan representing Carnegie Library.